Good evening and welcome to St. Columba's on this, the day of Pentecost, for our United Belmont District Church's service. It is a very great joy for us here in St. Columba's to host the service, and I'm so pleased to see so many people here as we gather together from our respective traditions to worship. I'm delighted that many of my clerical colleagues are here who are going to be sharing in the service, and we welcome the Rector of St. Mark's Tondela, the Reverend Helen Steed, as our preacher. We're also delighted to welcome our guest organist, Mr. Alfred Casement, and visitors to our choir who are with us, who will be assisting in the singing. It is a very powerful tradition that we have in this part of Belfast of togetherness, when we can come together, recognizing our own liturgical and traditional backgrounds of worship, and to come as one at various times throughout the year to worship God. And the very large congregation here tonight in St. Columba's demonstrates the emphasis that all of us place on togetherness and coming to worship. All the more so in the world upon which you and I are part, where there is so much division at this point. And so to come together to worship is a very powerful aspect of connecting with the wider community. The collection at this service is going to be given to those who are homeless in our city of Belfast, and I would ask you to be generous in your giving. The service will follow without announcement according to the pew new sheets before you, beginning on page 84. I will arise and go to my Father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Dearly beloved brethren, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble, nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with a humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no help in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people being penitent the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouths shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's hands may be
In Jerusalem, many pilgrims had come for the great Pentecost harvest festival. As Jesus had promised, the Holy Spirit of God came upon the gathered company of disciples with great power. They found themselves impelled to proclaim the resurrection gospel to everyone who would listen. The reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 14 to 21. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Oh, Luke ends his life of Jesus with a last blessing and the commission to go into every nation as witness to his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. The New Testament reading is from Luke chapter 24, beginning at verse 44. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, blessing God.
Lord, call him to In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Canon John, for your kind words of introduction and indeed for the invitation to preach. In the passage from Acts, we heard, God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Jump, sparkle, and pass it on. A concise heading for St. Columbus Day, and indeed a very cheerful greeting for Pentecost. Jump, sparkle, pass it on. Succinct and to the very point. St. Columba, he jumped, he sparkled, and he passed it on, the Christian faith that is. And he was described as loving to everyone, happy-faced, rejoicing in his inmost heart with the joy of the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful description. And ought we not all strive for that? To rejoice in our innermost heart with the joy of the Holy Spirit. But it was more to St. Columba. His life was rather intricate and can be divided into at least three parts. His life in Ireland, including battles. His encounter with King Brude and the Druids, which is paganism. And finally, monastic life on the island Iona. St. Columba was passionate. He showed anger. And he was sly. He even sought revenge. And at the same time, he experienced guilt, had a vocation, and was to such an extent filled by the Christian faith that he brought it to Scotland. With that as a background, it is not surprising that the late Yorkshire composer Kenneth Lytton wrote an opera about St. Columba. Lytton described St. Columba with the following words. He was a strikingly many-sided man, a fox as well as a dove, practical as well as religious, royal as well as devout. In fact, a man of many parts who played a key role not only in shaping of Scotland, but also in the growth of European Christianity. Quite a man, wasn't he? St. Columba, a saint and a man who jumped, sparkled, and passed on their faith to the people of Scotland and beyond. Jump, sparkle, pass it on. In Acts, Luke describes the great harvest and law festival in Jerusalem known as Pentecost. And thousands upon thousands were gathered, and they came from all over the world. It was crowded, probably smelly and warm. And from heaven came a sound that made everyone jump. And all heard their own language being spoken. 3,000 people took the step, jumped, and became believers. And they joined those who already believed. For many of these, it was a jump of a lifetime, because it totally changed their lives. Old ways were left, and a new lifestyle embraced. One of the meanings of Pentecost is that it promises the transformation of the whole of life, even in its most darkest, most broken passages. That is what happened in Jerusalem, and that happens continually when others take that leap of faith and jump. They sparkled. Peter assured the crowd, "These men behind me, they aren't drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning." They were under the influence of God. Sparkle. That is what the Holy Spirit does to us. The Spirit changes on us from the inside and gives us that very spark that you sometimes see in somebody's eyes or whole appearance. It may be hard to describe, but the effect of the sparkling Spirit is always visible. I don't know if you have seen the film Billy Elliot. A boy from Northern England, from the mines, a working class lad, growing up with his brother and his dad and grandma. And he wants to be a ballet dancer. Instead of a miner, he wants to dance. And at an audition in London, this remarkable working class boy who wants nothing more than dance is asked one question. "What do you feel, Billy? What do you feel when you dance?" Billy replies, "Electricity." Electricity. That is what the Holy Spirit does to us. Electrify us. And we become totally at ease, at one with us and God. And we sparkle. However, the divine sparkle in us needs to be nurtured, looked after, so that it doesn't lose its glow. Contact with God is required. Being in God's presence strengthens us, and at the same time, it breaks and bends us. That is what the Holy Spirit does to us. Tenderly, we are remade, renewed in thought, will, and heart. And that takes us to the third part of my Pentecost greeting. Pass it on. Jesus said to the disciples, "As the Father sent me, I send you to pass it on." It's not an optional extra. It is a command. And not everyone is a Peter, not everyone is a Paul, but there is a way for everyone. So be open to the Spirit who shows you the how. Pass it on. I recently read about a chief executive of a manufacturing company who said at a public meeting that his number one priority was to turn his managers into leaders so that they could breathe new life into his organization, his business. And isn't that what we as church ought to do? As church, we need our parishioners, our members, to become leaders, breathing new life into every aspect of our community, political, social, health, education, business. The list is endless, and we need to breathe life into it. It is my prayer that we, like Saint Columba, may be described as loving to everyone, happy-faced, rejoicing in his inmost heart with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Remember, God declares, "I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." Therefore, let us jump, sparkle, and pass it on.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen,
and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness,
and make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people,
and bless thine inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
Because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God.
O God, make clean our hearts within us,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
as at this time didst teach the hearts of thy faithful people by sending to them the light of thy Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort through the merits of Christ Jesus our Saviour, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the same Spirit, one God, world without end.
Amen.
O God, who didst call thy servant Columba from among the princes of this land to be a herald and evangelist of thy kingdom, grant that thy church, having his faith and courage in remembrance, may so proclaim the splendor of thy grace that people everywhere will come to know thy Son as their Savior and serve him as their King, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Father, on this day of Pentecost, we pray for the work of the Belmont District Churches. We thank you that members of our churches are here together this evening. We give thanks for the unity which is ours as Christians. We give thanks for those times, as in this service, when we come to worship, to pray, to learn from your word, and to have fellowship together. We pray your blessing upon the ministries of each of the churches in the Belmont District as we minister in our various areas. Make us always mindful, helpful, and supportive in prayer of the ministry of each of our churches. May we truly serve your purpose in this generation as members of your one church. We praise you, O God, because you gave the Holy Spirit to the first Christians, making Jesus real to them, teaching them the truth. Fill us with the same Spirit, that we may be known as true disciples of our Lord, and whether working and worshipping together or individually, may many through us be brought to put their trust in him for the glory of his great name. We do pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Risen and ascended Christ, you still bear the marks of sin and evil in your hands, feet, and side, and you have overcome their power by the greater power of your love. Pour out your Spirit anew on all flesh, and turn the hearts of those who plan and execute such sin and evil in our world today to the more excellent way of love, joy, peace, and perfect justice. We remember today all the victims of terrorist attacks in London, Manchester, Kabul, Baghdad. All victims of war in places like Syria, Yemen, South Sudan, in places we don't hear about on the news, and all their families. Send down your comforter upon them, that they may know your healing touch and the comfort of your presence. We give thanks for the work of the police, the emergency services, and other first responders, and pray that each of them can find peace and healing as they deal with their own thoughts and emotions from the horrific scenes they have witnessed. We pray to you to work through the medical staff in the hospitals to bring about healing and recovery for the injured. Finally, we pray for all in positions of government and authority. Guide them in the decisions that they have to make in response to events, and bless their efforts in working for peace and justice in our country and in our world. In you, evil does not have the final word, and through you there is hope for a better world. Empower us, your servants, to strive for your kingdom and its values, to show your love in our lives, and by our example to draw others to the good news of life in all its fullness and completeness, that is your kingdom. For you are alive and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
And this evening, let us pray for our young people, especially as they prepare for and sit their examinations. Grant, Lord, by the working of your Holy Spirit, that this may be the generation of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Grant, Lord, by the working of your Holy Spirit, that our young people may remember their Creator in the days of their youth. And grant, Lord, by the working of your Holy Spirit, that our young people, who have known the Holy Scriptures from infancy, would know salvation through faith in Christ Jesus and continue in what they have learned and have become convinced of. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we thine unworthy servants, to give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thy inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we show forth thy praise not only with our lips but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Spirit be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and hast promised that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
Together, Lord, bind us together with cross that cannot be crossed.
yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Amen. Let us pray. As we give thanks for the privilege of coming together united as one in this service for Pentecost, we ask God's blessing now upon ourselves, that what we have experienced here tonight may be reflected in our words and in our actions as we go forward from this place to serve Christ throughout this coming week and beyond. Grant, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to your pilgrim people a living faith, renewed vision, and a fresh sense of purpose, so that we may worship you, proclaim your love, serve each other, and bring your peace and hope to the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of truth leads you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the words and works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this night and forevermore. peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.